This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Hollywood scripts have made computers do everything. They've sent Terminators back in time to kill humans and also made a lonely Joaquin Phoenix fall in love with them. Now screenwriters are living through a high-stakes premise themselves. What if artificial intelligence replaced them? It's a growing threat faced by writers and one of the points of contention in the current Writers Guild strike against Hollywood companies. Scott Myers has been a Writers Guild member since 1987 and is a professor of screenwriting at DePaul University in Chicago. He also writes the blog Go Into the Story for the Blacklist website. Scott, welcome to Press Play.
Thanks for having me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about AI replacing screenwriters?
10 plus.
Really?
I think it's more of a concern about what the people on the other side, the producers, the studios and networks, what they feel AI is capable of. My testing of it, and I've done that on my blog, a series of tests on ChatGPT, suggests that it's nowhere near replacing writers. But I think that they, the suits, believe that it can eventually. And so that concerns me, yes.
What do the suits think that AI can do that would let it replace writers?
Well, I think they're already in a position where they're doing it. They think that, for example, they can use AI to take pre-existing content or content that's in the public domain and have AI create a treatment or even a really bad script, a full-fledged screenplay, and then hand that over to a screenwriter and say, okay, humanize this. And I think that's one of the concerns of the, that is a major concern in the strike, is that that's what's happening behind closed doors right now. You can tell from the AMPTP's response about that negotiating point, they weren't even willing to talk about it. They said, we'll have meetings every year to talk about this sort of technology. So that does concern me.
Well, conversely, couldn't writers do that if they're pitching a script, have an AI work up a treatment and then humanize it and then pitch it?
Actually, everything before fade in, before you actually start the page writing process, I feel that AI can benefit writers. I'm working with undergraduate and graduate students now where they're using AI to for story ideation, coming up with story concepts, with character development, with brainstorming. And so it can be a very helpful tool. And I know many of my screenwriting cohorts use it in that regard. The problem is when they then say, all right, let's go to page and see what we can come up with, because that really gets dicey in terms of the authorship and what they will then do to minimize the role of the writers in the process.
From the point of view of a consumer, a watcher, it sometimes feels that AI has written scripts when you watch something that's really formulaic. I don't know, like a police procedural or a soap opera. It just feels like a computer wrote it, and that's been a complaint for a long time. So I guess from the point of view of a consumer watching just basic stuff, what's the difference?
That's a good point. I think that we've seen in the last 20 years the movie studios and networks have been, with all the prequels and sequels and remakes and reboots, essentially training audiences to accept what is, in effect, regurgitated content, which is what AI is. It's regurgitating pre-existing content. And so the audiences seem to be responding to all those superhero franchise movies and whatnot. And I think you're right. There are, that's a complaint that people have about content that is feeling formulaic. It just would probably get worse. I mean, there's nothing to keep them from, say, taking the 40 story beats of Save the Cat, sticking it into AI and saying, this is going to be the basis of every screenplay that we ever do. And so what may seem formulaic now, I think be even worse in the future.
What is Save the Cat?
Save the Cat's the most popular screenwriting book out there. It's was written by a screenwriter back in the, I think, 90s. And it's, I think, no knock on the writer, no disrespect, he was a screenwriter, that it has led to many people thinking that you can reduce story to these 40 story beats. And so we have a lot of formulaic content being generated by writers using that and other various paradigms. So if you fed that into AI and sort of got rid of the human component, then it would be even more sort of formulaic content being created.
So I guess who's to blame for this? Because it's easy to blame the suits for just going back to a winning formula over and over again because they're really concerned about their bottom line and satisfying their shareholders. But what about writers who could be lazy maybe and are turning in scripts that are formulaic and not interesting?
There's nothing to keep them from doing that. There's nothing to keep any writer from using ChatGPT right now. And I'm sure there are writers that are doing it. Yeah. The problem is, like, when I'm working with it just recently, doing these tests, yes, does it understand scene construction, like beginning, middle, and end? Yes. It can even understand irony. It can understand, like, plot twists. But as soon as you get into the arena of what human beings, actual characters, are about in terms of dialogue and nuance and complexity, it's just nowhere near where it needs to be. I started this whole thing when Aaron Sorkin did an event recently, and someone asked him, did they think whether AI could write an episode of West Wing? And Aaron Sorkin said, no, I think you're going to enjoy things done by humans more. Well, it remains to be seen, but I did do a test where I asked ChatGPT to write a West Wing episode, and it was really very, very bad. I mean, just not good at all.
You did several experiments. You had them write in the style of David Lynch, who happens to be our KCRW weatherman. Also, M. Night Shyamalan, the suspense horror filmmaker. And were those more successful?
Not sounding like, but for example, the M. Night Shyamalan thing, he's The Sixth Sense. So he's become very famous for, like, these big twists at the end, these big surprises. And so I explored that with ChatGPT, and it did actually understand that, where they had a scenario where they had twists at the end. When I did an Indiana Jones one and asked it to provide some of that kind of humor that Indiana Jones would have, it was really ridiculous. I mean, it was like a fourth grader had written it. So again, once you move into the human arena, it just, it's not there yet. Now, of course, it's changing all the time. So who knows? Maybe it will be there at some point.
Well, obviously, other people are concerned in Hollywood about artificial intelligence, like actors, especially voice actors, directors. What about studio executives or lower level executives? Could AI be used to replace some of what they do?
Well, that's exactly a point I made the other day, was that there's no reason in the world. Like, for example, you could take those 40 story beats from Save the Cat, stick it in ChatGPT or AI, and just say, okay, lower level studio executive, we no longer need you. We're just going to have that AI interact with the writer. And so you're gone. Actors, same thing, voiceover actors. I mean, this is potentially going to impact everything. This all goes to this idea of optimization, which is to, minimize expense and maximize profitability. And they see this, I think, as a means to that end.
What do you think is the best way for writers to fight back and to try to prevent this from happening, if that's possible?
The strike is the first place to go. I mean, the Writers Guild, you could look back on this historically and say this was hopefully a turning point where humans basically stood up and said, we need to put some parameters here, some fencing on this, because this is potentially, it could eradicate what we've come to know as, like, a writing career in Hollywood, but beyond that, just the impact of workers everywhere. So I'd say, be aware of the writer's strike and support it as best you can, because it is, I think, on the front edge of this controversy.
Scott Myers has been a WGA member since 1987. He now teaches screenwriting at DePaul University in Chicago, and he writes the blog Go Into the Story for the Blacklist website. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, AI could never replace KCRW, or could it? That sounds like the plot of a screenplay. Not a very good one, though. And so I'm speaking to you live. This is obviously not an AI speaking to you. Trying to get you to save our summer. Help us save our summer because we are having this emergency fundraiser during the summer. We don't normally do this. And we don't like to do this. We don't like fundraising, but we have to do it because this is the way we support ourselves. And our revenue has been down. This is happening across the board in media. And so we need to come to you for a little extra sauce. Save our summer at 800-600-KCRW, kcrw.com/give. We have, our usual swag, also some new stuff for this fundraiser. So go check that out at the website at kcrw.com. And this is really exciting. Anyone who gives monthly at $20 gets an extra special gift. You get 2 limited edition lip balms with custom KCRW flavors. There's Cherry Glazer and Morning Becomes Matcha. And that's from EXO, the LA-based maker of clean and ethical flavored lip balm. So get your lips moisturized and give us some sauce here at KCRW. KCRW.com/give. And thank you. Coming up, we will have your weekend movie reviews, including the latest animated Spider-Man film.
There's a Spider-Punk character played by Daniel Kaluuya, and he constantly looks like he's ripped off of like a punk rock flyer. He's kind of rumpled and strange looking.
All right, that's next on Press Play.